Chapter 1 Jack's room was still dark when he opened his eyes. He sighed as he stared at the lines in the ceiling. They looked like a map to him. When he was younger, he would imagine exploring the lines on his ceiling. He would dream of where he might end up when he followed the map. Sometimes it led to pirate treasure. Sometimes it led to a rocket ship. But never once had he imagined that he would discover an entire new world. That was exactly what had happened to Jack and his best friend Annabelle. He was out on his paper route when he accidentally fell into Monster World. Ever since that morning, Monster World was the first thing he thought of every day. Today was even more important to him. Now there were two monsters from Monster World missing. Two real live monsters loose in the human world. Jack wasn't worried about the monsters hurting any humans, though. All of the monsters that he had met in Monster World were very nice. All of them except for President Monster, who had turned out not to be a monster at all. He was a human wearing a costume. Jack was worried about his monster friends roaming the human world. He was worried about people spotting them and locking them up. What would humans do if they found a monster walking down the street? Would they throw the monster in jail? Would they lock the monster up in some laboratory somewhere and study him? Jack groaned and sat up. He glanced around his room with little hope. Marty, the first monster he had met, had left him a note saying he would be back. But every morning when Jack woke up, there was no sign of Marty. He was sure that if Marty could, he would contact him, which made him even more worried that maybe both he and his friend Bellion were in big trouble. Bellion was the reason that Marty had asked for help in the first place. Bellion had disappeared into the human world many years before. Marty wanted to find him. Now Jack had to find Marty. Was it possible that President Monster had decided to hunt them down in the human world? Jack shivered at the thought. President Monster was a mean and angry person. He locked up all of the monsters that Jack and Annabelle had met. He didn't allow humans in Monster World. Jack's mother had taught him something about angry, mean people. She said that usually if someone was angry or mean, it was because someone else had been angry or mean to them first. She taught him that sometimes you can help them feel better by being nice. But Jack didn't think he could ever be nice to President Monster. He was a creep. He was a tyrant. He was a bully. He was everything people thought a monster would be, only he wasn't a monster at all. He was a human, just like Jack and Annabelle.